Okay, I'm going to give Faith in Spring a go. I'm going to go first with this because it takes the most energy. I think the lyrics are finalized, more or less. I've added more. So, I screwed up in one or two places, but you can also probably tell all around that I'm getting much better control over the vocals, when to breathe. I mean, it's all about learning the rhythm of the lyrics, and when you have to take breaths, and when you have to take bigger breaths, and, you know, when to prepare to hold. You know, it's just something, it's like a dance, or kata, or forms, pumse, you just have to get your body used to it. So it's all starting to get tighter. I got to find another verse, which I like. I'm not one to push songs into certain amounts of verses or shapes. Each song generally has its own shape it wants to take. And some more practice on this. I just finished the lyrics today, so some more practice. And I'll have it all down. And we'll be able to go through it without messing up. Like Blaze, I pretty much have by now, so I'm not going to record that anymore until there's changes to it, because it's pretty much finished and practiced, and now it's just got to evolve. But anyway, that's Faith in Spring so far. A word or two might change here or there, but it's pretty much settled up, and now it's just about refining and practicing it until I can just rip through it, get everything right, every rhythm stroke, every note. Most of the time, and then that song will go into the kind of evolution phase and see if it wants other instruments or whatnot to be added to it. Okay, I just listened back to that, and I'm going to leave it in just for the extra lyrics that I got down today, but I don't really like the delivery. I don't really like the take. I do sound tired. All my vocals definitely sound tired and kind of weak. But I'm going to leave it because, you know, it's not about perfection. Obviously, I'm recording on an iPhone in the kitchen. I just want to get down the words that I just got. And I think I'll record one more today, progress, and then let it go, even though I've got a lot more progress because I'm obviously too tired to to kind of push these out with the performance and energy that I'd like to. So anyway, one more after this. Okay, one last note I want to make on that song. Some people, you know, I don't know how many people know this. I don't know how many songwriters work like this. I do imagine most do, but I can't know. My songs are never about one person, not at this point anymore. Maybe once in my life I wrote that simply. They are sparked. My songs are sparked by a very real feeling or moment or intuition or perception. And then I kind of expand them and I see what that was, that spark, and I help it say what it wants to say. And sometimes it uses different people and different experiences. It's not about the opening moment anymore. It becomes more about there's something trying to come to life through that moment and that song. And if people don't understand that, it might be a little weird because of my life and how the song seemed to mirror. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a woman that I met named Faith, and she had something to do with this song, but I haven't played it for her because I'd imagine she'd be rightfully freaked out, because if it sounds like it's about one woman, well, I wouldn't want, you know, there's a lot of expectations, and I mean, it's not even like that. So, you know, I don't want people to draw those parallels. I usually don't worry about what people are going to think, but in this case where there's some people in my life and even Faith herself, there's just a lot of shifting that's going on. Lunar year, my own life, just an arc that's bigger than any one person or people in it. And this is indicative of a change, not a person.